episode of Alchemy Desk, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, Pat. Kevin Pollak. Is that? No. In this case, no means how much are we talking. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say good afternoon to Atul Singh. Doctors without interest, what is your favorite time of day or night and why?
Well, it's whatever it is, it's late at night. I shine 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. I hear about like movie shows and TV shows shooting at night, and I'll be like, I'm waiting for that day. And maybe I don't know. I feel like that's when I'm glowing. I am just really knocking out. If I take 2 hours to do it from midnight to 2 a.m., I'll take 4 hours to do it during 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., 5 p.m.
Your brain is just at a higher frequency between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m.
I think that's how Einstein and Franklin worked. Yeah. So I think I'm, you know, not to compare, but yeah, I think I'm in the same boat.
Okay. Well, Franklin took an air bath. So let's start there. Hey, it's James Heaney, slamming JJ Heenster. Favorite brand of ice cream and why?
I really like this is a very, I think, local to California, but Rose Creamery that's on that's on Main Street. It's so good, and it tastes so real and honest. Their mint flavor ice cream is insane. It makes me take mint leaves and put it on my garbage ice cream at home.
Uh-huh. You're saying that the ice cream itself tastes honest.
Well, because the stuff I have in my freezer does not taste honest.
It's lying to you?
I mean, it's good.
Sure.
And I can sprinkle some real mint leaves on it, but it does not taste like it was made with real mint.
But it's full of shit. And I'm not talking flavor. All right. Hey, there's Gary Anthony Williams.
Hey, man.
That G.A. Williams, if you were a sandwich, what kind would you be and why?
I would not be an honest sandwich. Not going to lie to you. I would be a lion open face. I'd be an open face breadless falafel sandwich.
Now we're talking. And now Craig Kakowski with his three rules of cooking. Cacao?
Kevin, it's welcome to my kitchen. It's great to have you here. My three rules of cooking. We're going to start with a little olive oil. And we're just going to do a light sprinkling there. Mm-hmm. Oil makes everything better. We're going to add some butter. We're going to add some butter there. and then I've got some sea salt from the Mediterranean Sea. And we're going to sprinkle that on there. And you're just going to swirl that together. So butter, salt, oil, start with that. Put anything you want in there and you're going to be good.
Thank you for that. And last but may your order never be up. If you think at least it's Joey Greer, Stink Machine. How will I know when you're ready?
You think you're going to know? You think you got the power to know when I'm ready? Let me tell you this. If you're waiting for me to be ready, you're already so far behind me. I'm already there, baby. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Let me just say this because I get emailed this a lot. All right. When I wake up, I'm good to go. You know what I'm saying? There's no like, oh, I got to kind of shake off the cobwebs or whatever, or dust off the copper. I am there, right? I'm ready to go, okay? Right. And so
what about from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m.?
I go to bed at 7 p.m.
Scene number one today comes to us from Will, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist and Kevin. I work in social work, and our job is to find permanency for young people in foster care. Your magic is a bright spot in my day-to-day that is full of bad news that impacts adolescents. I have been listening since day one, and Kevin, you are now my answer to what famous person would you have dinner with?" Anyway, could you and the team please help me understand the lobbying that took place to get ICE is food on the bags and maybe how the good people at Water feel about that? Thanks. Will Savoy.
Now, just go through it again, okay? Just go through it again. They're going to be voting on this soon, all right? So we got to just, God damn it. Okay. All right.
What are you proposing? I'm confused.
I walked in very late.
Well, all right. What's going on here, guys?
I just woke up very, very late. I'm sorry. I was up. I was up till 4 a.m. It's when I get my stuff done.
Have you ever seen him at like 3:58? He's like magic. He's like lightning. If you could capture lightning and put it somehow in some type of vessel, something glass perhaps,
like a bottle, that's what he's like. A bottle.
Yeah, sure.
If you that's what I'm trying to say. Put a name on it, let's say bottle, and then you... cram that bottle into my head, guess what? That's
358. So what's the good word, hummingbird?
Can we just talk about that for a second? I hear you pacing around. Is that you who's pacing around from 11 to 4 in the morning?
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes. I do a lot of pacing because I am a live wire.
Okay. So then are you the one vandalizing all the machines, all the food machines? Is that you or is that somebody else?
I don't think all of them. I don't think all of them are me.
God, okay, I can't even get into this right now.
Hey, buddy, I hate to be this guy. I got here late and I got to leave early. What are we doing?
What do you mean you got to leave early? What do you mean you
got to leave? I have a thing, I think. I think I have a thing.
Gentlemen, you don't have it's this kind of disorganization that has made us a pawn at the hands of Big Ice. We are Big Water. We should be doing better. They're us plus cold. That's all they are.
He's got a point. The man's got a point. Let's rally behind the man.
All right. Mr. Polar Bear, thank you so much for bringing us all here today. And I think if you'll see my proposal, you might see we have a fighting chance to come into striking distance of the, if you will, ICE lobby. So if you can.
Hey, look, I got here late. I got to go early. But in the meantime, you're clearing your throat like a fucking madman here. What is it that you have to say? I'm very irritable today. I am very irritable.
Just get some water. Let me just. Oh, my God. That's a good room temp. Sir, if we designate ICE a food, then Big Ice is going to have to go through the same rigorous standards that, let's say, raw ham or, let's say, just regular ham has to go through in order to be on food shelves.
Sir, I want to apologize for coming down on him just for clearing his throat, but he's right. Big Ice is wiping, I don't know, what's the thing that the bottom of a house, there's a roof, there's a floor. They're wiping the floor with our asses over here.
Look, I'm a polar bear and I know metaphors better than you guys do.
Okay? I'm not good with words or thoughts. But what I'm trying to say is he's right. If we can trick Big Ice into being a food, the rigorous undertakings, somebody help me with the next word out of my mouth.
They're going to be subject to government regulation.
Regulation.
Hear ye. We call the meeting in order. This is the committee to label items as food. We have a long list to go through. We're just going to, right now on the agenda, I'm going to tell, are the briefcase people here? Briefcase people?
Sir, so briefcase people are here. We believe we are food.
Okay, we're going to ask you to go ahead and leave. That's not going to happen today. All right.
See ya.
All right. Next, we have the remote control people. Are they here? Is that the same party?
I'm afraid of saying that we're here because I have this feeling you're going to tell me to leave, and I'm confident that I'm a food and that we remote controls our edible.
Now, wait a minute. You're confident that you're a food? Well, you're confident that the product you sell is a food?
We consider ourselves remote control.
The senator from Virginia will stand down.
I will not stand down, sir, because I have back issues and I will be standing throughout this entire hearing.
All right.
He's making me nervous and I don't feel comfortable saying I'm a remote control.
You're dismissed, remote control team.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Hey, now's our chance.
Can I get a ruling on the Ottoman? Okay. On the Ottoman people, please, Your Honor. We would love a ruling for the Ottoman.
The folks. Ottoman people, yes. I believe the senator from Tennessee will be answering that question.
Okay.
Yes, you know, the Ottoman people, I just want to say this. If there's only if there's a kennel.
Sir, I'd like to translate for the gentleman from Tennessee.
Yes, this is
he said, All right,
I think we all know what that means. So thank you for coming, Ottoman people.
Now, how are these people even getting access to this hearing? Because they are nowhere close to food.
Senator from Virginia,
so far we got briefcases, Ottomans.
Please sit down.
And remote controls. I will not sit down, sir. Let's be honest.
These meetings aren't for obvious things that are already categorized as food, like apples and sandwiches and ham. These are unorthodox foods.
Speaking of unorthodox, hi, my name is James Franklin. I live in a Jewish neighborhood. Though I'm not Jewish, I really appreciate their ways. This is my friend Thomas here, and we come here on behalf of the Ice Consortium.
Oh.
Big Eyes?
Big Eyes, yes. Thomas will lay out a couple of points, and I will piggyback him mostly by saying, that's right, yeah, do you get it?
I'm sorry, is he saying Big Eyes or Big Ass?
I'm sorry, Big Eyes. Thomas, how do you spell that? I know it starts.
I'm hearing that. Big Ass.
Are you still hearing Big Ass? Let me try it again. Big Ass. Did you hear Big Ass?
Still she's hearing got a Big Ass? Ass.
Okay, let me try one more time. Big Ass. Did you still hear Big Ass?
I mean, I can see it. I don't just hear it anymore.
But would you want to eat it? It's probably not going to be at the food.
That's why you're not wrong there, sonny boy. The Big Ass is definitely a meal.
We're not going to label ass as food.
I'm sorry, guys. Thomas and I are literally saying, my God, Thomas, maybe you can say it better than I am. I'm confusing these people.
Big ass.
Did that help? Did you guys hear that?
That's a big old ice.
Did you guys hear that? Big.
It really does sound like he's saying ass.
Yeah. Could we take big ass. Could we take 10 minutes, Thomas and I, to just regroup? And then we'll be right back in the room with you guys. Is that okay?
The recess is granted.
Thomas.
Oh my gosh! Can you believe we're here?
I can't believe it. Number one, I can't believe we're in Washington. Number two, what? Right? I want to go see the what's the name of the place where the president is?
What? The White House? You talking about the White House?
I want to see that, and I want to.
You have a mental disorder, man. There's something going on with you.
Yes.
But you're just like deteriorating constantly. You don't remember stuff.
I don't remember anything.
Oh my God, dude! There's a Six Flags so close to DC. We should go.
Hey, did I hear you guys say you want to go to Six Flags?
Yeah,
we did.
I was just walking by. I thought I heard somebody say they want to go to Six Flags.
Yeah, you're one of the Ottoman people. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Listen, Ottomans aside, they're good for your feet. But if you want to go to Six Flags, I'm the guy you want to talk to.
We do want to go to Six Flags.
How many in your party?
It's just two of us, just me and Thomas.
Can I tell you, you're a party of seven? Would that work for you?
We don't know if that would work. We have no idea what you're doing right now.
Yeah. Are you selling us tickets or what is it?
I sent you morons to Washington, D.C. for 24 hours to pose as lobbyists. And you're telling me you had to eat an Ottoman in order to pose as being a party of seven to get into Six Flags.
Yes, sir. We ate an Ottoman and then we bought five extra pairs of pants and five extra shirts to pretend that we were a party of seven.
And to be clear, we did get enough of those Batman capes for everybody. So this, I don't want you to think that we just came in.
That's not a problem.
Here.
That's not a problem.
Look, I'm a polar bear. That cape is not going to fit on me, no matter how big it is.
Sir, We found a bigger problem with every time we tried to say big ice, they thought we were saying big ass. And so that kind of was a roadblock.
That's a big problem. Is it a bigger problem than the melting of the polar ice caps, which is drastically reducing my native habitat, the Arctic Circle?
You say ass cap?
Did you say ass caps?
I did not say ass cap.
I don't think they're coming back from the recess. I feel like we should just, I think we should abandon this meeting. I've got family at home.
I just have a question for the senator from Arkansas. Why haven't we ever considered ass to be a food? I mean, I feel like this is something we should take on. Why?
Because don't swallow it. It stays on the ass.
It
stays on the ass.
That is so scene one, if I can really at all put a stop to the ass eating. I'm going to do that now. Scene two comes from some patron VIP Andrew, who wrote, "Hello, I'm still loving the podcast, Eve. It's very fun listening while essentially at work. My fits of laughter even make my coworkers laugh. If only he knew the content and context. Here is a suggestion. A group of individuals have been summoned for jury duty. All right, we're right back in court. But none of them want to serve or participate. What excuses would they make to be excused? Thanks again for all the laughs, Andrew."
All right, potential jurors, if you would just step in the room, see over here. That's right across the...
Could I just...
My knee. Oh, my knee. My knee just, my knee.
All right. Well,
do I still have to serve?
Well, yeah, just hop on my back here. There you go. And,
God damn it.
Okay. Gonna just take everyone to the room. See, yeah, go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm in the body of Melvin, but I honestly had one of those Freaky Friday instances, and I'm actually Bobby, which is Melvin's son.
A lot of your concerns right now that you're telling, I'm just the guy who takes you into room C where you'll be questioned. I'm just the guy who takes you.
I don't even know if I should, because I'm not really Melvin.
I am the wizard of the court.
Okay, again.
I can cure any magical ailments.
You can do all of that you want once you talk to the guy who's going to be interviewing you. I'm literally just the guy who walks you from the door over to room C.
Jerry, we just need you to take the jurors into the room, all right? You're chatting them up. You're taking a while to have conversations.
Hand in the air, sir. Hand in the air over here.
The oath is only important in the courtroom, all right? We don't need it.
Okay.
So maybe please.
Less chat from me? Is that what you...
Yes,
would
Jerry.
I'm going to put a wire on myself so you can hear what I go through when I just try to usher them from the door to room C. It's not me, sir. It's not on me.
We don't have wires. We're not the DEA. We're not.
Could you give me 10 minutes to come back with a wire on myself? Just 10 minutes.
10 minutes. That's all I ask. Your recess is granted.
Yeah, we got wires here if you want that, different recording stuff. We actually just got in these RC cars.
Okay.
They're pretty good. They I'm smell like ham, some... so don't be tempting to eat them.
I can guarantee you I'm tempted right now.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you I'm tempted to eat those. I'm just looking for something to put on my body, and I don't mind if you do it. I have about 8 minutes left right now. Thank God you're next door to where I work. Yeah. Put it on my body so that I can secretly record what other people say to me.
Yeah, so you want some kind of... What's the word I'm looking here for?
This tastes like ham. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Some secret record. Hey, careful with those RCs.
Oh, too late. Too late.
They're not food, man. They weren't designated food, even though they smell and taste like ham. So you want some kind of like spy equipment or something to put on your body?
Something just to put on my body and so I can record that so my boss can hear it.
Right. Well...
Hey, Sammy, listen, I need you to keep selling the equipment, but what I don't need is for you to pass out, fall asleep while you're at the job.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I just had a late one last night, so...
Okay, because we've had complaints in the past about your narcolepsy.
Yeah.
And so if you want to maybe not blame it on anything that happened last night, and let's just talk about the disorder that's in your fucking brain.
Well, I just last night I was like up to like 4 a.m. in the shop, just like cleaning up and like reorganizing. Like that's when I'm like at my peak.
Okay. It's that tone right there that you're talking with. I can't have customers hearing that.
I get that.
It's maybe just off-putting. I don't want to buy anything from you.
Yeah.
Unless you're selling guns so I can shoot myself in the eye like Mo Green.
I don't know about that. I don't want you to do that to yourself. But yeah, we could open the shop late. Maybe we have like a late night shoppers or something, and they could come in and then when they're shopping at late night, then I'll be like on with it, you know, so if people come in late night and then I'll be able to like just get one.
You see, I'm a time traveler, so I already know the results of this case, which I believe kind of taints me from being a juror.
Would you just talk into just right below my sternum? Just put your face down there and tell me everything you're saying now.
I don't know how comfortable I feel talking down here. Okay, it's easier on my knees.
You might smell ham. Just talk right into that.
That smells good. Okay.
Now, what was your excuse?
I come from the future. I've time traveled back to now. But since I'm from the future, I know the results of this case. Ironically, I followed it closely, so I'm very aware. And I should not be here as a juror.
And again, you do understand I'm just the man that walks you from the door.
Hey, this is where we go to get out of jury duty, huh? I see this guy kneeling in front of you.
You got to get on your knees.
All right. Hey, whatever it takes, man. I'm willing to do it.
Okay, boss, I have a full recording of everything that one guy told me he was from the future. Another guy says he's going to get on his knees so he can get out of jury duty, but his legs are trifold and he gets confused at how to get down on his knees.
Are you going to recap the recording or are you going to play the recording?
Oh, that's what I want to tell you. It's all recorded, but I don't have the speaker so you can hear it.
Okay, then I need you to go ahead and do the play-by-play like you were doing.
Okay. So another man said his
describe them everything. I need all okay. the
Okay. There was a guy with a beard. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those beards where it's nicely manicured, mm-hmm. but he didn't look like he was trying too hard. Oh, he looked like I'm trying just the right amount.
He sounds like a perfect juror.
Exactly. That's what I thought. I said, mm-hmm. you might be perfect for it, but I'm just the man that walks you from the door. He said, oh, I thought this was for jewelry. He thought it was a jewelry store. And he said he gets confused by all J words, so he couldn't sit.
If anyone ever asks for a jewelry store, I have a great place I go down to. This guy sells electronics.
Could you say this in it right below my sternum?
He sells electronics, RC cars, jewelry, and it's fantastic.
That's where I got wired.
Oh,
that's the guy who wired me.
Oh, what a coincidence. He's
you know what
they
say, there aren't a lot of coincidences in life. I think something else is happening here. There was a guy who said he was a wizard who tried to get into jury duty. I think he may have wizarded us. Give me 5 minutes just to talk to him. Just 5 more minutes.
The recess is granted.
So you said you're a wizard?
Yes, I am the court wizard.
as a wizard, don't you think that you should be in jury duty?
I don't think anything. I know. I see through time.
If you see through time, that was all I had. I didn't have anything. Oh,
all right. Yes.
If you see through time, I didn't have.
Okay, let's start over again from the top there, if you don't mind. And in terms of the wizard voice, you know, he's really just a guy who happens to be a wizard. Okay, so let's try that from the top, please. Thanks. When you're ready.
I'm sorry, you said you're the court wizard?
I am.
Director, he's doing it again. He just did the same thing.
I don't understand. Did the same was voice. That note for me? Who was that note for?
Yeah, I don't necessarily need you to ask me to step in. As the director, I'll know when to step in.
But and yes, I'm trying to act over here, and he's doing the wrong thing.
You sure are. You sure
are. Do you mind if I weigh in here, Dwayne?
Yes, please. Please do.
Hello, this is my story that we're telling. And I'm a wizard, of course, and I don't use some sort of affectation in my voice. I just speak like a regular person.
You see that? He's just a person who happens to be a wizard, okay?
Do you not hear the way it sounds? It sounds like a wizard.
I just hear
Director, while you do this, I'm just going to take 10 minutes to myself and just go outside. I just gotta
okay,
take 10
please.
Minutes.
That'd be great.
Lenny, I'm doing the best I can here, okay? This is the only film that was coming up for you, okay? I think it's going to be a big pop. Once it goes, trust me, you're going to get a lot of roles, okay? Just stick with it, bud. Lenny, baby, hello. Oh, you seem a little distracted. You seem a little tired.
Wait a minute. Hey, hello.
Hello.
I think you have me not only confused, but correctly confused with the wrong guy.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to take a 10-minute break. That's all I've ever wanted.
Oh, my God.
That's all I've ever wanted.
Is it too late to recast? I mean, his self-tape was so good, but we got him in the room and everything's going out the window.
Listen, I appreciate you on set as the technical advisor. But as they say in film, it's my set. So if anyone needs to be invited in or invited out, that's going to come from me.
Of course. Hands off.
I'm a Washington wizard. I'm here for the role of wizard. Normally I play point guard, but I can play any of the roles. I can play center. I can play forward. I can play power forward. So what do you need me to play?
I'm sorry, you're saying you're actually with the team, the Washington Wizards?
Yes, Washington Wizards. We had a tough go at it. But, you know, again, I can shoot. I can dribble. Whatever you need, I can play.
Lenny, do you want me to read with him or no?
Yes, please
I have 5 more minutes of my break, but I'll do it.
Please read with him. That'd be great. from the top then there, if when you're ready?
Yeah, just so give me the ball and I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, no, we're not going to give you the ball. I just want you to do the scene without the ball.
Can I weigh in here?
Oh, boy.
Who's this gentleman?
Yeah, this is his life story we're doing.
Oh, you used to play for the Wizards?
Nope, he's an actual wizard, but not a
NBA. I do have NBA League Pass, and I've seen your games. You can't dribble or shoot.
Oh, wow. I get heckled on the court. I didn't think it would happen here, all right?
Mr. Polar Bear, I am so sorry to interrupt, but the Wizard movie.
God damn it, I'm hibernating.
Sorry, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I did bring a tub of honey for you just to go to town with. The Wizard movie that we have that's going to be our hit piece on Big Ice, they need more money. So,
okay.
Is that so?
Well, you're authorized. You woke me up from 2 months of hibernation.
I just wanted to confirm, sir. I didn't want to just say, yes, you wake up, you're groggy, you're going to be upset.
And I don't eat fucking honey. That's more of a grizzly thing. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I thought all bears were the same. I didn't know.
Did you learn that from Winnie the Pooh?
Yo, Thomas, man, I heard you wake up Mr. Polar Bear, man.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and then you said some racist bullshit about all bears are the same too.
I didn't know.
That's who Thomas is now?
No, it's not like that. I didn't know. I thought bears like,
Thomas, was friends, man.
Come on.
You came into my house. You made love to my wife for me. We was friends. We was tight, brother.
Panda, I didn't mean this, okay? I just thought it was just like a, I don't know. I thought honey's everywhere. I thought honey was now, in.
I saw your license plate, and then I saw your bumper sticker next to it that said ABATS. I didn't know what that meant, but now it means all bears are the same. I see you, bro.
Come on, man. Look, it's not a political movement, okay?
I call this meeting of bears to order. Roll call. Is Panda here?
Yeah, right here, bro.
Polar?
Yes, I'm here.
Grizzly? Koala?
Here.
And, all right, he's a marsupial, okay?
Let's be clear. Come on.
It's a misnomer.
He wants bear status, and I think we should hear him out. All right.
All right.
Vote him out.
Who's that? Who's that? Who just said that?
That was Grizzly, bro. That was Grizzly.
Sorry, Grizzly.
Because I'm Grizzly.
Grizzly, hey, everything's cool, Grizzly. Everything's cool. All right. So,
do I get to say something? It's me, Bear Grylls.
Scene 3 comes with some Luca, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin. Fantastic show. Here's another suggestion. The Monkey Club versus the I Hate Monkeys Club. Good luck, Luca."
I want to close the monkey exhibit at my zoo, and I should have every right to do it.
Yeah. Explain yourself, sir. A lot of people have come in here wanting to close exhibits in the past. You're going to have to explain yourself.
I'll tell you what. I walk in there, and they're acting foolish. I want some sophisticated animals acting like they're in nature.
So you are complaining that monkeys are monkeying around. Is that what I am to understand?
Well, I think it's ridiculous, and this is a serious place for studies, and these monkeys are... Yeah, I guess monkeying around is the term I would use.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Now, please, recognize yourself at any time. You don't have to ask me.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chair. I'm here on behalf of the monkey lovers. We love the monkeys, and we come from all over. We have a fan base that's global, and they come
Give me two examples of places where you come from.
We have members in Juneau, mm-hmm. All right? Juneau, you would think up that far north, there'd be fans of bears, but no, they are fans of monkeys. We have a membership from Argentina, Buenos Aires. Yes. So those are
your point is well proven. Go ahead, please.
Okay. So we love the monkeys, and people such as my fellow standee right here are the reason monkeys get a bad name. So don't look at me like that. Don't look at me. So, you don't jest at me, sir. Don't you bite your tongue at me. Don't you make grunting noises.
I put a lot of money here, and I think that the monkeys take too much of it. I feel like none of the other animals are that happy.
The monkeys bring in money. The monkeys bring in... Sir, don't talk to me directly.
May I be recognized? Can I please be recognized?
You know the
please,
rules of the
standing here.
You know the rules of the meeting. There's no need to be asked to be recognized. Recognize yourself. Please go ahead.
Well, I recognize myself. First off, I just want to say that this is a Christian zoo.
Yes,
and
it is.
And as a Christian zoo, I don't want to see all this ideas of evolution and whatnot, all right? That's just not the way it is. Every animal that's in the zoo was on Noah's Ark.
Look, this is the Nazareth. We all know this is a Christian zoo. You don't have to go into all of the explanation. I do agree every animal was in Noah's Ark. But please, sir, if you recognize yourself, make your point as the monkeys would do in a fish.
I don't have to be recognized, apparently, so I'm just going to stand up and excuse myself. I've apparently come to the wrong gathering. I am a fan of the monkeys, your Peter Tork and your Michael Nesmith, the fellas who were cast in a television show called The Monkeys. Yep. And you all are talking about primates, I believe, and I've got no dog in this fight, so I'm just going to excuse myself out the back.
He's talking about dogs in the monkey meeting. Exactly.
You're right. Please go ahead. Continue.
No, I'm saying this is exactly what's wrong with society. We're mixing up all the animals, okay?
I'm sorry. I apologize again. I don't have a horse in this race, so I'm just going to take myself.
What meaning are you looking for, sir? It's very confusing to me.
Dogs? I love the monkeys.
All right, we'll start whenever Earl gets here, but
he's not coming. We shouldn't be waiting.
We would wait for you.
Earl would wait on each and every one of us. Earl would wait on all of us. Earl would wait in the seventh ring of hell for us to arrive.
Yeah, see, y'all didn't date his sister. Once I dated his sister and we broke up, he never treated me the same. So I don't want to hear.
It's a personal thing, man. That's personal. I mean, that's.
And that's Earl holding it personal against me. So why should
I don't know your relationship, man. I'm not going to judge. I don't want to hash that out. All right. That's none of my business. All right.
I'm just saying we should get started.
You know how I feel. You know how I feel about Earl, Earl, and the monkeys, the Peter Falk or whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah. We all know his name. There's no reason to say it.
We don't got to say their names.
Faking, you guys know their names.
Yes, hi. I'm here for the audition for the monkeys. My name is Peter Falk. And,
yeah, do you play guitar or drums, Peter?
I play several instruments, sir, and I'm happy to include them in my audition if that is necessary.
Oh, please, go ahead. Pick up whatever instrument you choose.
All right, let me go to town on it. Let me try the tambourine. Is that all right if I try the tambourine?
No, please, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to shake the tambourine. There we go. And should I sing as well at the same time, sir? Is that what you're asking me to do?
I would love it. You see the lyrics there. Here we come walking down the street. Yep. Just go ahead.
I've memorized the lyrics.
Jeff, there's no smoking in the room. He can't smoke in the room.
This cigar, sir, is an affectation. It's not lit.
Excuse me. Can I weigh in here?
I'm a
wizard and a network executive. All the other people we've cast so far have been young and attractive. And this fellow is middle-aged and has an eye that's wandering to the outskirts of his face.
Understood, but we can't really call the audition over until Earl arrives. So let's just wait for Earl to get here. If Earl says he's out, then he's out.
All right, so you guys are Peter, huh? I got keys to the monkey cage, and all you have to do is get him out of my zoo and keep this on the DL. All right?
Who's
taking the keys?
I'll take the keys, but is there any security stuff that we need to know about? Lasers,
Machine gun.
Is there any kind of sentient robot that I'm going to have to go hand-to-hand with?
I got to be honest, I don't know, but I don't think so. It's a Christian zoo.
How about acid vats? Is there an acid vats that we need to tiptoe around?
Listen, I'm just a donor. I'm a big donor, almost donor. of the zoo. So I think if just you take
is there
going to
be some kind of noxious gas that knocks us out, and then we wake up and there's like some kind of saw-like apparatus around our neck and face,
like the neck area, the saw around the neck.
If I could weigh in here, sorry, I own a Middle Eastern sandwich place, and I think there's been a misunderstanding. I'm not supposed to be a part of this this meeting.
You got pitas, don't you?
We do. We have tons of pitas. We make
shawarmas. You're in the right place.
You're in the right place, brother.
Okay. All right.
What kinds of things do you put on your pitas?
All sorts of things. Raw ham.
Did you say penis?
So the- No, I did not say penis.
Oh, I heard penis. I said, no, we don't put raw ham in our penis. No.
Hear ye. The court is in session. Now, sir, from what we understand, Mr. Jalowski, you ordered everyone to free the monkeys by leading them away by wrapping raw ham around their penises. Do we have that correct?
You have it correct. Yes, correct.
Did you not expect the monkeys to go, as they would say, monkey shit crazy and start chewing the raw hams from around the gentleman's penis?
I thought that there was a whole bunch of people and one of us would have considered that as a possibility. I didn't voice it because everybody else seemed to think it was the best plan.
Sir, Exhibit 1. I'm going to open my robe and drop my britches right now.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps. Excuse me, Your Honor. I don't mean to interrupt. Can I ask one question, please?
Put down the tambourine and ask your question, sir.
That guy's a monkey.
Thank you very much, sir. I don't mean to be a pest in any way, shape, or form. I don't understand what the person is saying there. Is there any way we could get an interpreter?
Absolutely. Could we adjourn the court for exactly 10 minutes and find an interpreter for this gentleman?
For me or for you?
I don't know, sir. Who needs it?
Your Honor, I'm juror number 10. I blew a guy to get out of this.
All right. Are you the one with the trifold
legs? I have trifold legs. I'm unable to kneel. It takes a lot of elaborate procedures to get me to kneel, but I did blow a guy.
All right, Timmy, you're going in for your first interpreting. Are you excited?
Can't wait.
All right. Make sure to lower your register when you get in there. And they don't ever tell you who you're interpreting. So just interpret everybody talking.
All right. You promise we'll go to Six Flags after the trial?
Yeah, if I can get the tickets. Those tickets are hard to come by. You have to know people, brokers, etc. So, all right, good luck.
And the 10 minutes are up. We have the interpreter who has walked into the courtroom.
Hello.
There you go. Hello.
That's a child.
In the eyes of the law, children are adults. We all know that.
It's just that I have adult language to use and...
Now, Mr. Falk, sir, you needed an interpreter, so I suppose this young man will interpret for us.
I'd appreciate that very much, because again, it wasn't Your Honor, that I didn't understand. I picked up everything you said. You're very clear. Oh, very articulate. Were you schooled abroad, sir?
I'm well spoken. Barack Obama was a friend of my family.
I'm not familiar. Could we just get this gentleman...
Are you talking about me?
It's every third word, if I could be honest, sir. I don't mean to be a pest, that I do not understand what he's saying. For example, sir, if you were to say 1, 2, 3, let me hear that, please.
1, 2, 3.
I heard 1, 2, banana.
Could we have the interpreter make sure? Interpreter, would you clear that up for the court, please?
Yeah, okay. Say it again.
1, 2, 3.
He said B.
All right.
That's one, not what I one, said. Two, B. Your Honor, that's one. Not... That.
No, the interpreters don't lie. They interpret. We didn't Can call in a court this? Liar.
That's mine.
Can I play with that?
That's my wallet.
You mind if I play with this?
If you ask me in the courtroom, and of course in this courtroom, any object that is about on the surface or in somebody's clothing is allowed to be played with. Go right ahead, young man.
Okay.
I call this meeting of judges to order, and we are here to discuss the courtroom run by Judge Xavier.
I'm Judge Xavier. Hello, everyone. Hello, yeah. Judge.
Judge, we are here to discuss your disrobing during court. Yeah. As right. well as having plentiful toys in your court. Will the judge from Virginia like to have a seat?
I will not sit, sir. I have a bad back, and I need to remain erect.
All right. Okay. Well noted, the judge from Virginia. Will the judge
Dredd. I am the law.
Okay. That was a mistake when we made a few years ago. I did not see the photo. But he is here now as part of the panel. Would the other judges please recognize themselves in the room?
Judge Judy.
No. Yes. Judy, it's wonderful to see you again.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, if we're done with my proceeding, then I suppose I'll go back. I'm in the middle of making a sun tea, and I want to catch it before it gets shady outside.
We just have to get a vote. To get a vote of all the people who say Judge Xavier should keep his courtroom. 1, 2, 3 votes. You are granted an extension on your judgment license.
Oh, thank you so much. This was much easier than I expected.
Well, look at this. I just a whole bunch of tea just sitting out here, no one around.
I mean, we should drink them, right?
Yeah,
we should drink the tea, or maybe we should do some target shooting, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't understand. You want to shoot the tea? Why would you do that?
No, I'm saying we jerk ourselves a soda into the tea, see if we can get it inside the pitcher.
We jerk a soda in the tea? Hey, Doug, you're going to ruin the tea if you jerk a soda.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to. I'm saying target practice goes like this. Zip.
What the hell? Hey, what the hell are you doing, Hank? Jesus. Hank, get that out of here.
Are you guys jerking into this tea?
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I just wanted to have the normal tea.
Do you mind
tea?
If I join in?
Oh, of course
great. We go. I haven't here jerked into a tea in years.
Get yourself some.
Your Honor, I am defending my clients because they did nothing wrong. When sun tea is left out in the sun with no one watching it, what else are you supposed to do?
Except
Come to order. This is the courtroom of Judge Xavier, Judge Xavier's brother. Now, I know it is highly unlikely that I should be reigning over this court, but all the other judges are at Six Flags today. Now, when you...
Your Honor, did you say Six Flags?
I heard Six Flags as
did
well.
Did you really
I
hear
heard Six Flags? Flags?
Let me call the interpreter in. Hold on. Interpreter.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say a word and just let me know what it sounds like.
Okay.
Six Flags.
Say again?
Six Flags.
I'm tired.
If we could take just 10 minutes.
Your Honor, I already served my jury duty during Nazareth versus PETA.
Please unfold your trifold legs.
I cannot unfold them. They're naturally fall this way.
Oh, Lord.
Judge, before we go to recess, there's plenty of tea here for everybody, but do you have any big ass in the back so we can cool these teas down?
I'm sorry, you said big
ass? You big ass, yes, for the tea. I like my tea assed.
I do not. I do not have any big ass in the back.
I Sir, do not. If I may, I don't mean to interrupt. It was fairly clear to me that the gentleman asked if you had a bag of ice, and you seemed to think something completely different came out of his orifice. Whoa, am I right, sir?
It's Peter Falk from the Monkees. Holy shit.
Sorry to bother everybody. I don't mean to be a pest.
In the courtroom.
It's just a...
That's an affectation.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to the bag of ice, the water people want you to believe that they create ice. That's not true. Ice actually comes from the bottom of a monkey.
What?
Huh? What?
Peter, thank you. Mr. Polar Bear is out right now, but he does want to thank you for the service that you did in the courtroom today.
Well, listen, you choose sides and you stick with them no matter what. That's how I was raised.
you really are an amazing actor.
That's very kind of you to say, sir.
An amazing lawyer and an amazing musician.
All right.
Mr. Polar Bear would like to know if there's anything that he can do for you or your family.
Yeah, I would say stay out of the city. That would be helpful.
I am to tell Mr. Polar Bear to stay out of the city?
If you want to say it correctly, I believe the term would be stay the fuck out of the city. That would be very good for me and my friends.
You want to wake up the polar bear right now to tell him to stay out of the city?
I would like Thomas to wake him up, the same guy who was racist with him earlier and brought him honey and said all bears are the same, A-Bats, A-B-A-T-S.
You can just say Thomas. I know who it is.
Okay.
Thomas, you're up.
Oh, yeah, this is about my hat. Everyone wants me to take my hat off? Is this what this is about?
That's our show for today. It is about your hat. Let's say thank you to Mr. James Heaney. James, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you and your family. All right, Mr. Gary Anthony Williams, thank you so damn much for being
here
today.
You've saved my life. You know, last night a DJ saved my life, but that's tonight right. You saved my life.
And well, it's what we do.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man. And The Crew is the television series on Netflix. Check it out. Gary, all the reviews are in and they said that you've stolen the show. I don't know if that's
a legal issue.
A legal issue, right.
Yeah.
And Mr. Craig Kukowski, thank you so damn much.
My pleasure. Six Flags or Sex Flags reminded me of the word of the day, which is vexillology.
Yeah.
Vexillology is the study of flags.
Damn it. Joe, you knew that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for being here as well.
Oh, thank you for having me. Love seeing y'all. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Atul Singh, always a pleasure. Thank you. And you'll be present for the Austin Sketch Fest because you went to undergraduate school there. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a Longhorn through and through. ATXSketchFest.com. Check it out. And yeah, join us for sure.
All right, cool. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other is the easiest thing to do. You just walk outside with your mask on. You lower it for a second so they can see you smiling. And you put that mask back the hell up over your nose. Okay, thanks. Thanks for watching Alchemy This. Tell everyone you've ever met. If you have a moment, write a review and or rate the show. Until next time.
Alchemy This.